Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Keith with you today for our group leader podcast. I think this is our number 60,
okay.
Which is crazy.
Wow.
I think we're 2 years in. But Keith, from your perspective in your chair, why do you think our group leaders need to do what they do? Like, what's the importance of that?
Yeah. Man, it's a huge deal what group leaders do. Group leaders are at the front end of discipleship, which is, again, big word, means a lot of things to a lot of people. But I like to think of discipleship as anytime people are moving from unbelief in an area of their life to Jesus to belief in a life, in an area of their life in Jesus. And group leaders make that happen. So you're doing that through your shepherding. You're doing that through your care. You're doing that through your teaching. You're doing that through your encouragement. And so it matters. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for what you have done for many of you this year, but for lots of you, many, many years at Grace, where you've invested in the lives of our people.
Yeah. And you all have done, long before I get here, you've been doing groups a long time.
Yeah.
Almost from the beginning, right?
Yeah. Groups... Discipleship through group environments looked different before I got here. And then when I got here, I started the first group, then that multiplied into two and then multiplied into four. And so we've been doing them for probably close to 21 years now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think there's remnants of that first group that still exist.
I think it was like the second group.
Okay.
But yeah, they're early on, one of those groups is still going at it.
Keith, how do you know when a group leader is functioning well and the group as a whole is functioning well?
Yeah, I think there's a number of things. I mean, one of the things is that groups are going well when people are showing up,
which is
not a low bar, but it's an important bar because people vote with their feet.
Yep.
People don't go to things that they don't think have value. And so you know it's going well when people are showing up. You know it's going well when people are engaged, so they're not just there. You know it's going well when you can start to see people's lives changing. Mm-hmm. And that looks different in a lot of different environments. Yeah. Sometimes it's a person who just shows up, never talks. Then they start talking. Then they start asking like really good questions. Then you start hearing about the steps that they're taking. Sometimes it's people being vulnerable. It's people caring for people outside a group. People being more assertive to step into pushing and challenging each other. Which is probably something that we could talk even more about how it looks in groups.
Yeah.
But I think fundamentally it works when people are willing to invest their life together and people are moving to deeper Jesus-centered living through the process.
Yeah, and I think it also shows up when the group members, the 12 sitting in your living room, start doing the same things.
Totally.
Like they're discipling someone else on the side of
them. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and sometimes it might be the 12 to 16 people in your group, and then you find out three or four of them have really started to pour into each other in unique ways, or they've started to pour into their one mores or some other group. But yeah, that group is multiplying.
Right.
And so it's extending beyond just the Tuesday or Wednesday they're getting together, which is a really big deal.
Yeah. And what's the reverse of that? When a group is not functioning like it should.
Yeah, I think you start to see people not show up. I mean, which sounds obvious, but like it becomes really easy to make excuses why being together won't matter. I think maybe the word that just comes to mind is you just start seeing a lack of proximity, a lack of proximity in prayer, a lack of proximity in care, a lack of proximity in encouraging and challenging one another. You really don't even know where anybody is, not just like cognitively, where are they at? But you don't know what's going on in their soul.
Yeah. So talk about that for a minute. One of the things we talk a fair amount about is group leaders knowing, are there people going to church, attending regularly? Not just group, but are they serving and are they taking next steps?
Yeah. Group leaders are, I mean, functionally, there are a lot of things, but they're shepherds and they're pastors. They're serving their own mini congregation. 100%. And to do that well, you have to poke and prod and pray and encourage and challenge and rebuke and all the things. And so if you're a group leader, I know we're getting ready to wrap up group season, but as we step into more group years, I think it's really important to say, do you ask whether or not your people were at church on a given weekend? And what if they're not? Mm-hmm. And what if it's been a number of weekends? What are you doing? When they don't show up for a few weeks at group, are you stepping into that? Are you asking them hard questions about, are they serving? Are they giving? How are they doing in their parenting? Are they stepping into the conversations they should be having with their kids? I think if we're not careful, sometimes group leaders don't differentiate themselves enough by stepping in, holding people accountable, and pushing.
Yeah.
And that can be uncomfortable, but it's a necessary part of continuing to move people down the path of a Jesus-centered life.
Yeah, we have reached out to a lot of group leaders over the last couple of years, in particular about attendance. And in fact, we're starting to look in their pond and just to see when, if somebody misses like 3 weeks in a row, we're in touch with the group leader. And one of the things we've heard, and maybe this comes from you and down the line, is don't just know, disciple them into it.
Disciple them
in that conversation. Don't just know that they're not coming, but what's the next conversation?
Yeah. And I think, again, for some people, depending on your personality type, you're all about that. That becomes easy and encouraging. It's encouraging for you to do. For others of you, man, you like the people being in the room and having the conversation, but to exhort and to push is hard. But asking yourself, how do you take personal responsibility and then say, not only am I going to ask, but to your point, I've done the work to know what to ask and how to ask, and I've led them. Mm-hmm. We often say, you've heard me say many times, Kevin, that we don't want to say our people won't. We want to say we haven't yet led them. And that's true on scale, mass. It's also true in groups.
Yep.
Sometimes you haven't yet led them to the next step that they need to take. So figure out where you need to take them and then figure out what steps you need to take them there.
Yeah, we've actually created a document that shows a boatload of next steps.
Yeah.
And we've said to our group leaders, hey, take this and visually at some point in your mind, because everybody sits in the same seat, right? Just visually go around the room. What's their next step? What's their next step? What's their next step? And next time you have coffee with them, you bring that up.
Yeah. And, you know, I think sometimes people can hear you and I say that and it's like, what, is everyone a project? Is everyone a project? No, this is what we do in parenting. This is what we do in relationships we care about, whether you're coaching or you're leading someone at work, is you're saying, I love you enough to see you right where you are, but I also love you enough to take you where you're not yet. And so I'm gonna think about that. And
yeah.
I hope that your heart is to say, I want everyone to be as fully mature in Jesus Christ as they can be. And as a result, God's given me a unique chair to be their leader. So I wanna look and say, what is next for them? Knowing that whatever's next for them isn't a burden, but is a blessing.
Yeah.
And so I wanna call them to more freedom, more joy, more purpose, more meaning in Christ. And while mechanically thinking about that may feel like a job, calling them into that, man, that's a gift that you're going to give them.
For sure.
So you should never resent wanting to do that.
Right. What comes to mind is when you say the coach quits yelling at you.
That's right. That's right.
The opposite of that is they care.
They do care. They 100%. Do care. Yeah. In fact, I see in my own parenting when I'm either fatigued or so frustrated or annoyed that what I do when I'm at that place that I almost stop caring is I stop engaging. Mm-hmm. So I don't yell, I don't push, I don't prod, I don't ask, yep. I don't dream. I don't do those things for all of those negative reasons. And the best version of me keeps thinking about where I can take them.
Yeah. So you said it, we're coming to the end. I think next week's the last week of group life officially. But what would you say to group leaders for the summer as they gear up for next fall? What could they be doing to prepare for that?
Yeah, one thing is you hear us talk a lot around here around stop, recognize, celebrate. Mm-hmm. So I think we call that SRC. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things you can do even to prepare for next year is to stop and recognize and celebrate what God's done this year. To really pause and say, where have you seen God move in your own life and the life of your group, individuals and collectively? So that's that. I think another thing is just then to say, how do you grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus this summer? What are the things that you make sure you're pursuing? So how do you continue to keep your tank full? You can't pour out what you don't have in, so make sure you're filling your own tank. I think pray for your group, even next year, pray that God would put the right people with the right hearts and that you would just see God moving even before that. And then another thing is, be thinking about who's not in group that you would want in a group that you can be even getting ready to invite.
Yeah.
And then in all of that, that might sound like work. I think one of the things is, this summer, if you meet at Tuesday, 7 to 9:30 or whatever, this Tuesday at 7 to 9:30, stop and exhale and go, I'm not in group. I am recharging. Yeah. I am refreshing. Because I know how it goes. We stop and then before we know it, we're back at it again. I think it's important that you stop and recognize these are the times you're off and take advantage of that.
Rest in it a little bit.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Very good. Thank you, Keith. Group leaders, I pray you found a nugget or two from Keith to put into play over the next several weeks and the next months as we lead up to group life in the fall. Thank you all. God bless.